Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Silver Springs, Maryland, married Tim Burns, and was told she couldn't bear children. After adopting four children, she bore three sons. She's one of the most God-centered people I've ever had the privilege and honor of knowing. Some even call her a living saint. Her name, Alice Burns. And we're honored to have her as our guest this evening. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
On this Mother's Day evening, we're with a special mother, Alice Burns. Alice, welcome. We've known each other for 30 plus years, and it's an honor to have you as a guest.
It's an honor, and I'm humbled to be here. Thank you.
Can we start by talking about your mom and your dad and your childhood?
Okay. I would say that my mom and dad were two of the most down-to-earth people that I know. My mother was charitable and caring for other people all the time. People would come to our porch and just spend hours talking with her. My father gave me the great gift of loving the Mass. When I was in sixth grade, he decided he was going to go to Mass for Lent. And I asked if I could go with him because I always loved to be with Dad. Wherever he was walking off to, I wanted to go to. So I went to Mass with him during Lent, and he never quit. He went to Mass for the rest of his life every day. And it was a great blessing in my life to learn to love the Mass as he did.
He lived to be 100. The last X number of years, you and Tim had him at least half time, and you continued to take him to the Mass.
Yes.
What did he do?
Well, my father was a draftsman. He drew the bottoms of the ocean. There was a time in which he had a special government clearance because he was drawing the ocean bottoms around Russia, different areas like that.
One day your life changed. You meet a guy, Timothy Burns. Tell us about that day.
Well, we were pretty young when we met. And, you know, we dated actually for 6 years before we got married. He was second oldest in a family of nine. And everybody loved to be at his family's house because it was a family that welcomed everybody and treated everybody lovingly, and a lot of fun. They tell a lot of jokes and tease a lot.
You marry him, you go south. How did you find out you couldn't have children?
Well, we were married about 3 years, and I had one miscarriage. And I had asked God to let me know, please, that I'd have a family. And after that miscarriage and another time going by, we decided that we would look into adoption. And so we did that, and we adopted our first baby, who was 2 weeks old. And then we moved to Alabama. And when we got to Alabama right away, we decided that we better get our names on the list because it was, you know, took a long time. And so the sister that answered the phone said, we're closed. It was 1974. And so I said, sister, please take my name, at least in case you open again. And then in the meantime, we went to another adoption agency. And we learned about the fact that there were older children that needed adoption. There weren't babies available, but there were older children. So we called back to Catholic Charities, and the sister said, amazingly, your name is on my desk here to call. And so we made an appointment. We went in and we said, sister, we are interested in not necessarily an infant, but even older children, like, you know, a brother and sister that would be separated if they were adopted singularly, you know. And the sister, I remember, she pushed herself back from the desk and she said, God's providence never fails to astound me. And she said, we have three children that are ready now to be adopted. And that's how God put our family together.
So very quickly, you go from zero to four. Tonight's Mother's Day. Alice, what makes a great mom?
I had two special models, my own mother and Blessed Mother. I guess that, you know, God gives you the grace to know your children and to see their needs. And each and every one of them are so individual, and they each need different things. And, you know, I know one of my joys now is watching two of my daughters being mothers and the seeing their sacrifices they're willing to make and the joy in their life with their children. And I guess, you know, sacrifice and love and kind of giving up self and caring about another.
You use the word love. What is love, Alice?
Well, I would say love is putting someone else in front of yourself. Caring about someone else, whereas you can forget, you know, forget your aches and pains or your hunger or whatever, and care about what their needs are. Trying to bring about what is best for them and help them in whatever they're going through. You know, if they are suffering for whatever reason, whether they've been, you know, hurt at school, you know, by a friend or something like that, and then teaching them how to deal with life's hurts and things like that. I had one of my daughters came home from school, and she was so hurt by one of these girls who just constantly would make fun of her clothing or make fun of this or that about her. And I said to her, I said, now, tomorrow when you see her, say something like, I love your hair. It looks so pretty today. Come back with something nice rather than something, you know, mean, because she won't be able to respond. You know, if you come back with something mean, then she's going to come back with something meaner or whatever. And sure enough, she came home the next day, just bounced into the door and said, believe it or not, she had gotten her hair cut the night before. And so I said that, and she just opened her mouth and didn't say another word.
We're talking to Alice Burns, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with the mother of seven, Alice Burns. Alice, when you and I were teenagers, we had to traverse little firecrackers. Today, these kids have to traverse landmines, bombs. How can teenagers traverse through all of these issues today? The drugs, the pornography, the alcohol, the rap music, on and on and on.
Well, I wish I had a quick answer that would solve all that, but I think that God gave us the gift of the family, and if we keep our children close in our family, we have to keep a close-knit family where we can share the ups and downs that the children go through, can know the friends that they're with, help them to walk through the challenges that come. They need to be able to tell us their worries and that type of thing. I have a wonderful friend who's a wonderful mother, and she said one of her sons came to her and wanted to talk, and she kept saying to herself, don't react, don't react. In other words, think about what you're going to say. So as you know, so he'll always come with his worries and questions and, you know, be able to answer very calmly and not make them afraid to come to you with their problems. But I do feel that, you know, knowing their friends and keeping them close.
One of the things I've been struck with the most doing this show for 5 years, and it's a blessing to do this show, is every time I talk to somebody who has a special needs child, they always use the same words. Their hero, their teacher, their inspiration, their angel. Alice, why is that?
I had a very good friend who was a special needs child, and she's not much younger than I am. And I used to say, I learn a lot from Andrea, because she was very childlike through all her age. And she was simple and generous and caring and appreciative. You know, she just was always very loving to everyone.
And very pure.
Very yes. Very pure. Very pure. And I remember someone asked me about that, and it was actually a doctor who asked me, what about when a child, you know, is born with a defect or whatever? And I said, well, I see them as a gift to the family, and they'll probably be the one to help that family get to heaven. I truly still feel that way.
You're a mother of seven and a grandmother a number of times over. A young grandmother a young times over.
Thank you.
Every mom has many heartaches. How do you get through the heartaches, Alice?
Well, like I said, the gift of the Mass that my dad taught me to love was always a great blessing in my life. I was able to get to daily Mass before my children even got up, and was home to give them breakfast and everything, you know. And that was my the great gift God gave me to live my everyday with its challenges and all of that.
You mentioned earlier that you had two great role mothers as a mom, your own mom and the mother of the Jewish carpenter of Nazareth, Jesus's mother.
Yes.
What does she teach us?
What I would say that Mary, how she has helped me so much in my life is to trust in God's will. So she said yes to the angel Gabriel, not knowing what was coming. Joseph says, we got to go to Bethlehem. She just, you know, obediently went, trusting that this was God's will and this is how things have to be. So I think that, you know, through the ups and downs of life, being able to say, Jesus, I trust in you. You have the answers. And if this is a problem situation, you will help untangle it. I know that through her teaching me to trust in God, I have learned that his plan is really always the best plan. He may not answer our prayers exactly how we ask them, but his plan he will bring as long as we're open to knowing, you know, what is it you want in my life and how is it you want me to live my life, or even how, what do you want me to do for you today, Lord? So I guess that knowing that he is going to bring his plan throughout my life if I'm looking to follow his plan. And I know that, you know, with my not being able to have children, that was actually because I had a heart condition. And I said to my granddaughter just not too long ago, I said, always trust God's plan, because even if it doesn't look good, there's a reason for it. And I said, now I'm grateful to him that I was born with a hole in my heart, because the way he unfolded our family, I said, you know, to my granddaughter, I might never have met your mother if this was not the way God unfolded my life.
Alice Burns, I think you have a hole in your heart because there's so much love it couldn't fit in the heart, okay? You did bore three sons.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, after I had my heart fixed, we were getting ready to celebrate our 8th anniversary, and we had just totally accepted God's will that we had our family of four, and we were grateful and ready to continue living our life with our family of four, and I found out I was expecting.
Talk to us, if you will, Alice Burns, about, talk to the wives tonight about their husbands.
I am very blessed with a wonderful husband who, you know, he is a faithful man. We've been married 42 years, and, you know, he isn't perfect, but whenever things would be rough, if I put his needs before mine, then things would turn out good. So if he was anxious about finances, then I would step back, see what his plan was, what he wanted me to do. So if I had to spend less or follow the budget he put out for me, then, or the budget we agreed on or whatever, then that, so be it. I think too that, you know, men have the responsibility to go out and provide for their family, and that is a big responsibility. And I think I was very blessed to be able to be home with the children. So, you know, to have a home that when he comes home, there's joy and welcome, and not, you know, the minute he walks into the door, you know, hand him all the problems that you've gone through today. Find out about his day, spend some time together. A wonderful neighbor of mine, she taught me that when her husband came home, they went into the living room. The children knew that for the next half hour, they could not ask a question. They could not come into the living room. This couple spent this half hour together talking about each other's day and their, you know, hopes, etc.
We're talking to Alice Burns. When we come back, we'll ask her to talk about husbands in regard to their wives. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
Welcome back. We're with Alice Burns, one of the most God-centered people I've ever had the honor and the privilege of knowing. And many meals from you as well. Thank you. Talk to us tonight, Alice. Talk to the husbands. Let's say you're going to give a speech to 500 men. Talk to them about their wives.
Well, I guess what I would have to say is respect is a very important part of a marriage. And my husband has always treated me with respect. He's always encouraged the children to treat me with respect. And so I recommend that, you know, honoring the mother of your children, honoring the woman who said yes to you for the rest of her life, This being Mother's Day, it's great to appreciate the sacrifices that she makes, and to, you know, when you get up from the table, thank her for the delicious meal. Maybe you didn't even like it, but thank her anyway. My husband was always very close to his mother, and when his birthday came, he sent her roses. And, you know, that was something that carried on from his father teaching him to respect his mother. And, you know, I think all women have different ways that they understand that you love them. And you need to kind of tune into that. You know, I think that, you know, men are able to tune into the sound of their engine on their car, or the, you know, what the distributor or whatever, you know, and they're able to tune into the different sounds and if it sounds healthy or not healthy. And I think that we need to spend a little time too in tuning into how your wife knows that you love her, whether it be complimenting her or spending time with her or bringing her flowers. You know, there's...
What would you say, Ellis, tonight to a couple who's thinking about adopting?
Well, it has been such a great blessing in our life, and I just would highly recommend adoption. I think that our children are our children, all seven of them. And I know that God planned our family, and if for whatever reason you're not having any more children or can't have children, God will place the right child in your life, and it is a great joy to love each individual child. And you know, you meet the needs that they have, but I would say that all our adopted children have always been loving to us and appreciative to, you know, all the sacrifices that we've made, as well as, you know, the love that we've given them.
If there's an adoptive child listening tonight, what would you say to that child?
Well, I would say, you know, thank God for the way He has brought your life to a happy home. Every one of us is individual, and you know, each of us has a different story. And having been adopted, it is a great gift. And we are all, you know, the word adoption is something for all of us, because all of us are adopted. We're adopted as children of God. And so we all have that in common. You're adopted, and we all are adopted as children of God. So it is a great blessing.
A while ago, Kate, your daughter that you adopted at birth, who's now married to a doctor, three beautiful children, she connects with her birth mother. And you gave me a picture a few months ago of Kate, you, her birth mother, and Tim. Getting together, what was that like?
Well, I tell you, this story of Kate's adoption and coming full circle to meeting her birth mother has been, it really is a storybook of great joy. And Kate had connected with her, and they met, and after Kate told me all about it and everything, I wrote her a letter thanking her for the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts in my life, and she wrote back to me, and on the occasion of their third child, we all met because they decided to invite the birth mother to be the baby's godmother. And we met in a parking lot of a restaurant, and we ran to each other and hugged each other. And I thanked her because beside giving me this gift, this precious child to care for, I knew that she prayed for her throughout her life. And that was always a great blessing to me, knowing that this person who made the great sacrifice has been praying for this child along with my husband and I. So it truly is a beautiful story, and she is now a part of all of our lives, and we welcome her with open arms.
She never had any more children. Correct?
Correct.
And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with what some say is a living saint. Tim still has to live with her, but Alice, if there's a woman tonight listening who has great guilt over giving up her child for adoption in the past, what would you say to that lady?
Well, I guess what I would say is I know so many families that have adopted children. And they have been such blessings in their life, and they have been raised, you know, with all the love that a person could give, whether the child was adopted or naturally born. And to trust God that their children are in good hands and have been loved and will appreciate most of all the fact that they chose to give them life and to allow them to be born and live their life. And even though they have been, are not being raised by them, they are in loving families that have helped them to become mature adults who in turn will love their children.
Anybody who's listening tonight says, wow, this is a God-centered lady. How do I get that?
Well, I often say, he's given me so many blessings that, you know, I don't know why he chose me to give so much a wonderful family to grow up in, a wonderful family to raise, a wonderful husband. But God's grace is always a mystery and a great gift. And I don't know. I just know that it is his love that permeates our world, and it's his love that if we embrace his will, can give us much joy and happiness in this life, and as we look for the joy and happiness in the world to come.
If somebody says, Alice, How do I pray? I don't know how to pray.
Well, growing up, we prayed every day. My family, after dinner, we prayed the rosary. So I've been given, you know, examples of how to raise my mind and heart to God. But I would say two of the great gifts to me is I consider the Holy Mass the greatest prayer. And also going before the Blessed Sacrament has always been a great blessing in my life. But I think that, you know, the gift of prayer is knowing that God is everywhere you are. You are never alone. If I'm in an airplane, you know, getting ready to take off, I'm not alone, even though I'm with total strangers, because he's right there with me. I can say a prayer for the pilot. I can say a prayer for the airplane, the skies that we're going to fly in. I can pray to him about everything that comes into my life, whether it be, you know, I stub my toe or, you know, a great opportunity I have to help others or whatever. I can always pray and ask his help and trust that I will get that help.
You have tremendous trust in God. Always have, since I've known you. Ellis Burns, do you ever have any doubts or fears? Be honest now.
Well, I'm sure, you know, often, you know, you start wondering, well, how is this going to turn out? Or, you know, what am I supposed to be doing here? But that's when I just stop and say, wait a minute, it's not up to you. I just have to trust that God is going to walk with me through whatever the situation is. You know, you're asking me to be on this show is just, you know, mind-boggling. And you know, it's like, can I prepare for this? And all I could do is say, Holy Spirit, I know I need your help, and that's the only way I'll be able to answer Jack's questions.
Mike Feezy might call you up tomorrow morning and say, Alice, you're the host of this show. You mentioned that when you were growing up, you guys prayed the rosary regularly as a family. You know, the saying, a family that prays together stays together. It's so hard today because these kids are playing sports and all of this and different schedules. Talk to us about how a family can pray together.
Well, I have been blessed to know a lot of families who are still praying together, even with the distractions of sports and different extracurricular activities, etc. They keep prayer in their life with their children. They have their children, you know, reading a passage from Scripture and discussing it with them, you know, which is wonderful. And you know, another friend of mine, she drives one of her children a little distance to the school, and she has to have all the children in the car with her when she does that. And so on the way, she says there's a lot of traffic and everything, but there's one area that is just a little bit quieter. And I would say, okay, let's say our morning prayers now in the car with the children. And she says, now when we get to that spot, they're going, Mom, it's time to pray. So, you know, we can develop in our families, even in this day and age, a love for prayer, time for prayer, incorporation of prayer in our lives.
God throws us a lot of different curveballs. Your dad lived to be 100, and he got dementia in the last X number of years. He could still sit down and play a piano.
Yes.
Till the day he died. What did that experience of nurturing your dad, you and Tim, being with him, having him in your house, what did that teach you, Alice?
Well, again, another gift given to us to have those 9 years with Dad. He He was always joyful. In the morning, you'd hear him singing. He was always, you know, a joy to have. If a conversation got a little sticky, he would say, "Isn't it a lovely day?" He was always, you know, very positive, and truly, it was the music was a great gift, and we thank God for having that time with him.
Alice, on this Mother's Day evening, could you lead us in a closing prayer, please?
Yes, Jack. Dearest Lord, we thank you for the gift of our mothers, the gift of motherhood, the gift of those who are maybe in pregnancies that are not as timely as one might wish. But we ask you, Lord, to help them to know the gift, help all of us to know the gift of what motherhood is in your plan. Asking women and men to help to bring about the gift of life to this world and the opportunity to care for these precious gifts that he has given us, and to always be encouraging of all mothers that we meet. If you meet a family in an elevator and they have a baby or several children, congratulate them on their gift. Amen.
And Heavenly Father, to all the people that I've ever met, Alice Burns, thanks for giving us Alice Burns. And thanks for being on the show, Alice.
You're very welcome.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Small.